shaping unique Chile wines. Where is Cornellana? The region's attributes include cool breezes from the nearby Andes Mountains regulating temperatures and long sunshine hours during the growing season, allowing for optimal grape ripening. Moderate rainfall and soil types rich in clay and alluvial deposits contribute to the wine's complexity. Since the Cornellana Valley is relatively small and isolated, the wines from this area are produced in small quantities, making them somewhat exclusive and desirable. The limited production ensures a focus on quality, and each bottle from Cornellana often represents the distinct characteristics of that small, unique valley. Whether a connoisseur of Carmenere or simply a wine lover in search of something special, Cornellana should be on your radar as a region producing high-quality, authentic wines that showcase the potential of Chile's lesser-known but incredibly promising terroirs. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats SWOT analysis. Carmenere 2024 DO Pumo vs. Burgundy. Strengths. Unique identity. Pumo is internationally recognized as Chile's top region for Carmenere, offering rich, structured wines with ripe black fruit and spice notes. Known as the lost grape of Bordeaux, Carmenere thrives in Chile, offering a distinct, herbaceous, and fruity profile. Typically, more affordable than Burgundy wines, offering high quality at lower price points. Terroir advantage. Warm dry climate with cooling river influences the Andes and Pacific Ocean reduces pests and diseases, and alluvial soils provides optimal growing conditions. Quality reputation. Consistent quality from notable producers provides status in the global market. Maturity of style. The 2024 vintage benefits from advancements in viticulture, showcasing improved balance and complexity. Weaknesses. Limited global recognition. While Carmenere has niche appeal, it remains less known than Burgundy, Cabernet Sauvignon, or Malbec. Competition. Stronger Chilean competitors like Colchagua Valley or global alternatives such as Malbec from Argentina. Late ripening. Carmenere requires a long growing season and is susceptible to underripe green notes if the vintage is cooler. Perceived overripeness. In hotter years, wines may lean overly fruity or alcoholic, losing finesse. Taste profile. Herbaceous notes can be polarizing, appealing less to mainstream wine consumers. Opportunities. Rising interest in South American wines. Global wine enthusiasts are increasingly curious about premium Chilean wines. Premium positioning. Opportunity to position high-quality Carmenere as a premium alternative to Bordeaux or Burgundy. Sustainability focus. Many DO Pumo producers are adopting sustainable practices, enhancing market appeal. Threats. Overproduction. Risk of losing uniqueness if production expands without maintaining quality. Climate change. Potential for extreme weather to affect grape quality and yield. International competition. Competes with wines from Argentina, Spain, and other regions. Burgundy from France. Burgundy. Explore France. In Burgundy, the term climat, which literally translates as climate, isn't just about the weather, it's also about the ground. The climats of Burgundy refers. Strengths. Heritage and prestige. One of the most renowned wine regions in the world, with centuries of winemaking history. Terroir-driven, unique expression of Pinot Noir and Chardonnay based on specific vineyard sites. Strong brand recognition. Globally synonymous with high quality and collectible wines. High value, command premium prices, often seen as a status symbol. Weaknesses. High prices. Burgundy wines, especially from top vineyards, can be prohibitively expensive. Limited availability, small vineyard sizes and high global demand lead to scarcity. Complexity. The classification system, e.g., Grand Cru, Premier Cru, can be intimidating to consumers. Opportunities. Luxury market, increasing demand for premium and collectible wines worldwide. Wine education, greater awareness of Burgundy's regions and styles can attract new consumers. Sustainability efforts, growing interest in organic and biodynamic farming aligns with Burgundy's traditional practices. Threats. Climate change, rising temperatures threaten Burgundy's delicate balance and traditional style. Counterfeiting, high value makes Burgundy a target for wine fraud. global competition, other regions, e.g., Oregon, New Zealand, produce high-quality Pinot Noir and Chardonnay at competitive prices. Comparison highlights. Strength: Burgundy holds prestige, while Carmenere offers value and distinctiveness. Weakness: Burgundy struggles with accessibility, price and complexity, while Carmenere lacks global recognition. Opportunity: Both have room to grow through education, tourism, and emerging markets. Threat: Climate change and international competition pose risks for both regions. Iturbonews.com. In my opinion, Vina La Rosa Winery. Vina La Rosa is one of Chile's oldest and most traditional wineries, with a rich history dating back to the early 19th century. The winery was founded in 1824 by Don Francisco Ignacio Asa, a prominent Chilean businessman and visionary. He acquired the land in the Cachapoal Valley, an area renowned for its fertile soils and ideal climate for grape cultivation. Don Francisco Ignacio Asa established the estate, originally focused on agriculture, and soon recognized the region's potential for wine production. Vina La Rosa has remained a family-owned business for over 7 generations, which has contributed to maintaining its traditions, commitment to quality, and consistent evolution. The winery benefits from the Cachapoal Valley's Mediterranean climate and proximity to the Andes Mountains, ideal for cultivating Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Carmenere, and other varietals. Over time, Vina La Rosa developed a reputation for crafting wines that express the valley's terroir. As global demand for Chilean wine grew, Vina La Rosa modernized its production facilities and adopted sustainable vineyard management practices. It began exporting its wines to international markets, expanding its reputation globally. In recent years, the winery has integrated environmentally friendly practices, including water management, biodiversity conservation, and sustainable farming, ensuring the health of its vineyards for future generations. Vina La Rosa, Volcano Sedimentario Carmenere 2024, Du Pumo. This exceptional wine is a tribute to Chile's iconic grape variety, crafted in the renowned Pumo region of the Cachapoal Valley. With its ideal terroir and Mediterranean climate, Pumo is celebrated for producing some of the world's finest Carmenere wines. The 2024 vintage exemplifies this legacy with its deep ruby-red color and a captivating aromatic profile. Vibrant notes of ripe blackberry, black cherry, and plum dominate the palate, interwoven with hints of roasted red pepper, dried herbs, and sweet spices like clove and vanilla, imparted by meticulous oak aging. Full-bodied and luxuriously textured, this wine boasts velvety tannins and bright acidity, creating a harmonious balance and enhancing its overall structure. As it opens, nuanced layers of dark chocolate, leather, and delicate smokiness emerge, adding depth and complexity. The finish is remarkably long and persistent, with lingering flavors of juicy dark fruits, soft spice, and earthy undertones. This tension between ripe fruit and savory notes creates an irresistibly compelling wine, perfect for both casual enjoyment and fine dining. As a DO, denomination of origin, wine, the 2024 Volcano Sedimentario Carmenere reflects Pumo's authenticity and excellence, offering a quintessential expression of Chile's terroir-driven craftsmanship.